a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
I don't want to hear it. I said I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it. You said that
Helen,
you were...
Helen, I'm going to tell you for the last time. I can't afford it.
I? What do you mean I? There's two of us here. It's we.
All right. We can't afford it.
There's only one word for you, Stanley.
You be careful, Helen.
Cheap!
It's not so bad. I thought you were going to say something about my mother.
You're breaking your promise to me.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not breaking my promise.
Oh, Stanley, you mean we're going to Las Vegas?
Of course.
Oh!
But not right now. You know, I promised you we'd go a year ago, but since then, prices have gone sky high. It would cost me a fortune to go now.
Like I said, Stanley, cheap.
You know the trouble with you, Helen? You don't know the value of money.
That's because you never let me see any.
Look, I would like something put away.
So would I. You.
Hi, I just came to...
Now, you listen to me, Helen.
Cheap, Stanley. C-H-E-A-P. Cheap.
Sticks and stones, Helen. Sticks and stones. How'd you get in here?
Well, I rang the bell and then...
Never mind that. What do you think of a woman who wants to drive her husband to the poorhouse?
What do you think of a man who wants to drive his wife to the nut house?
You think I got nothing better to do than to throw my money around?
Oh, yeah, you got something better to do, Stanley, but you're stingy with that, too.
You two probably have a lot of things to talk over, so I'll just mosey.
You know, he never thinks of me at all. He never buys me candy or brings me flowers.
What do you think of a woman? Every time she looks in the department store window, she wants everything in the store. Last week, she saw a jacket for $400 in the fashion shop. Oh, Stanley, I need that jacket. If I don't have that jacket, I'm going to freeze. What do you think of that?
Well, it does get pretty cold around.
Do me a favor, will you, butt out?
You asked me for my opinion.
I wouldn't give you 2 cents for your opinion.
Yeah, he wouldn't give 2 cents for anything.
She's got you there. Well, that was pretty funny what she's... You got to admit, Mr. Roper, that... Well, when you think about it, wasn't that funny.
What do you want?
Well, I just came by to give you the rent money, but if you're too busy for
that... Oh, I'll take that now.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Just...
Fine.
How do you get to understand women?
If you want to know a woman, ask another woman.
Exactly. So what do you think, Jack?
About what?
Well, when I asked her to go to Las Vegas, it didn't cost $600 then.
$600? Boy, that's money.
Yeah, so what do you think I ought to do?
Buy her the jacket.
What?
Well, you'll save money. You say the trip to Vegas is $600?
Yeah.
And the jacket costs, what, $400?
Yeah.
Make a trade-off.
That's not bad. Still, that's $400.
Now, hang on a second. I have a friend who works at the fashion shop. She gets a discount, 25%. Tell you what, I could pick up the jacket for you, and it'll only cost you $300.
No kidding. Still,
that's $300.
I mean, I don't know where I get that kind of money.
Yeah, Miss Roper, I got the jacket right here. It's gift wrapped and everything. Well, I didn't know if Mrs. Roper would be home or not, so I thought I'd call first. Terrific. Well, listen, I'll start dinner and then I'll bring it right down, okay? Oh, by the way, Miss Roper, I got the receipt and it only cost you $299.95. Huh? Oh, thank you, Mr. Roper. I can really use that nickel.
Oh, this is so terrific. Oh, I got a great card for my mom and dad. Oh, and here's one for my cousin Francis in New Jersey. Aw, and this one's from you. How do you know? You didn't even open it yet. Well, don't you remember? You asked me to mail it for you. Right. Well, I guess everybody remembered my birthday except you know who. Who? Oh, I know who, and he knows who, and you put who and who together and you get him, that's who. Jack? Who else? Miss and Chrissy, are you kidding? Now, I know Jack didn't forget your birthday. Look, I bet he's got something for you up his sleeve, and he's just waiting for the right moment to spring it on you.
You really think so?
Sure. What's this?
What?
Oh, hey. I don't remember that being there this morning. Jack.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jack.
Oh, Janet. Oh, I knew Jack wouldn't forget my birthday.
Wow, that sneaky little devil. Okay, where is he anyway?
I don't know.
Jack!
I wonder what this
hey,
is.
Hey, Jack!
Somebody paging?
Oh,
Chrissy.
Jack, you are quite a guy.
Chrissy, what are you doing?
You know what? Chrissy thought that you forgot her birthday.
Her what day?
Oh, look at him here. Come on. You can stop acting now.
Chrissy, you don't wanna open.
Oh. Oh my. Oh my. Jack.
Oh my. This is all wrong. Here, let me take it back to the store.
No!
Here, I'll just take it back.
No! Oh, it's absolutely perfect. Perfect? That's more than perfect. That is sensational.
Oh, Janet, when you said Jack would have something up his sleeve, I never dreamed it'd be a whole jacket.
I gotta hand it to you.
Good, then hand it right here.
No. This feels like real suede, too.
Well, that's the problem. You don't want this fake stuff. Here, let me just...
No, I really love it.
Oh, Chrissy, Jack. Listen, I just got to tell you something about this jacket.
Oh,
you don't.
Jack.
What are you doing with tears in your eye? Will you stop?
Jack, this is the most wonderful birthday present anybody has ever given me in my whole life. Ever, ever, ever again. Oh, Jack. Oh, Jack. Here, Chrissy, here. Why don't you try it on?
No, don't let her try it on. Do you think she should?
Yes, I think she should. Come on,
honey. Well, here, let me help.
All right. Okay. Get in there.
Oh, yeah. Here you go, Chrissy. Let me just... Hey, this is looking real good.
Chrissy, no. Just sit here. I'm leaving it to Jack. You are not helping.
Neither are you.
Give me the coat.
Well,
give it to me.
I think maybe we should...
Jack, you stop. What is wrong with you? Here, honey. Come on. Put that in there.
Okay.
Put that. Turn around.
Okay. Well, how's it look?
Oh, Chrissy.
What do you mean, oh, Chrissy? It's way too big on her.
You think so?
Yeah, it makes you look... You look older.
Of course, it's my birthday.
That's true. Chrissy, look, it's about this jacket. I gotta explain. What are you making that? Chrissy,
Jack.
Don't come on, be happy. Let's see a smile right there. See, do that. Like Chrissy.
Oh, Jack. How am I ever gonna be able to thank you?
Give me the jacket back. No, Chrissy, it's okay.
Oh.
Happy birth coat. Gee, Mr. Roper, I had no idea you'd be so understanding.
Why not? That mistake could happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah, and you should have seen the expression on Chrissy's little face.
Oh, I can imagine.
Listen, I'm sure that when the emotional impact wears off tomorrow night, I'll be able to tell Chrissy.
Good, good. Meanwhile, bring me the jacket tonight, because I want to surprise Mrs. Roper.
Mr. Roper, I told you I would break it to Chrissy tomorrow night.
Good, good. But I want the jacket tonight.
No, I can't tell her that, Mr. Roper. She'll be too unhappy.
Look, we both have a problem. The only difference is I am married to my problem. So you go upstairs and you get the jacket and you bring it down now.
Oh, Jack, I just saw it! The presents you got for Chrissy, it's gorgeous.
Oh, well,
thanks. Oh, just the jacket I wanted. And Jack gets it for Chrissy. And my own husband is...
Hold it. I got you one, Helen.
What?
I got you the same jacket. I wanted it to be a surprise. You're going to get the jacket tonight.
Oh, Stanley. Oh, I was wrong about you. You're not cheap.
Thank you.
But I don't want it.
What?
Well, I did want it before Chrissy got hers, but, well, now it would look silly. I mean, the two of us having the same jacket exactly alike. But thanks anyway, Stanley. It was a sweet thought.
Well, as the good book says, all's well that ends well.
That's Shakespeare's play.
Well, that's a good book. Listen, we solve my problem. Helen doesn't want the jacket. And we solve your problem, because Chrissy will keep the jacket as a birthday present.
Yeah.
Now, we only have one problem left.
What's that?
You owe me $300.
What, Mr. Roper? No, I can't sneak into Chrissy's bedroom and steal the jacket back. Because it isn't honest, that's why. Besides, I already tried it and the jacket's not there. Well, she wore it to work. Huh? No, I can't talk to you anymore. Bye.
What was that?
It was an obscene phone call.
Who were you calling?
Listen, Janet, I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I get it. Of course, Chrissy isn't here, so now you'll talk to me.
No, it's about last night.
Last night?
Yeah. See, I didn't even know it was Chrissy's birthday.
Oh, please, Jack, you don't owe me an explanation.
I have to explain, Janet,
Jack,
about Chrissy's jacket,
there
please.
There is nothing to it. It's very simple. I mean, you didn't know that it was Chrissy's birthday. You just happened to go into the most expensive store in town, where you just happened to buy her the most expensive jacket they had, and then you just happened to give it to Chrissy with a big ribbon on it, all on the same day you asked me for money for your lunch. What's there to explain?
Right, I knew you'd understand.
Yeah. Generous people do very generous things.
I wasn't being generous.
Oh, you mean you're expecting something in return?
You bet I am.
Well, that is the lowest, rottenest, most underhanded...
Janet!
I am not finished yet! It is the stingiest, the dirtiest...
Janet, I did not buy that jacket for Chrissy. I bought it for Roper.
You bought it for Roper?
I bought it for Roper to give to Mrs. Roper.
You want that jacket for Mr. Roper?
What? Excuse me.
You bought that jacket for Mr. Roper to give to Mrs. Roper on Chrissy's birthday?
But you don't understand, do you?
No.
Chrissy picked it up by mistake.
Wait a minute. Do you mean that that was Mrs. Roper's coat and it wasn't Chrissy's coat?
By George, she's got it! I think she's got it!
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Are you crazy? If I don't give that jacket back, I have to find $300, which may as well be $1 million, because I don't have that either.
Okay, now calm down. All right, first thing, Chrissy's got to be told.
Janet, I can't tell Chrissy. She loves that jacket.
Okay. Second thing, you got to find $300. Jack, just be straight with Chrissy. She will appreciate that.
She'll hate me.
What's a little hate between friends?
Can't do it.
Yes, you can, Jack. Yes, you can. You just go right up to Chrissy and you tell her the truth. Then you grab the jacket and run before she cries all over it. See, Jack, then you can take the jacket, go back to the store and get all of Mr. Roper's money back. Hello, everyone.
everybody. Hasn't it been just a terrific day?
Oh, hi. Hi. Jack.
Hi, Chrissy. Hi. It's about the jacket. I go make dinner.
Now, you go make talk.
Well, what do you think?
I love it, Chrissy. And the point is,
you know,
though,
that jacket sure seems to fit a lot better than it did last night.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chrissy, you may not like what I have to say, but it does seem to fit a little better, doesn't it?
Yeah, my friend at the leather shop did a rush job, and he altered it for me.
Altered? She had it altered.
Oh, doesn't it look great?
Altered.
Oh, Jack, thank you. See, I told you there was nothing to worry about.
What, me worry?
Now, watch me from behind. You can see how good it looks, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
It looks altered.
Worry.
I can't take it back now. Jenna, what am I going to do?
Well, can you beg?
You wouldn't happen to have $300.
Oh, Jack, I wouldn't happen to have 300 cents.
Well, maybe I can get a loan from school.
How? Last time you tried, they turned you down because your dad makes too much money.
Yeah, but this time I'll be smart.
Oh, changing your whole image, huh?
Mr. Tripper, your application seems to be in order. I don't see why, Wait a minute. I remember you now. Aren't you the student who's living with two girls?
Yeah, that's me.
You look remarkably well.
Well, I get a lot of exercise.
I bet you do.
Mr. Travers, I really need this money. Do you think I'll be able to get this loan?
Why wouldn't you get it?
Well, you turned me down last time.
I did? Oh, yes, it seems your father makes too much money for you to be considered a needy student. Sorry.
Oh, well, that's all changed now. You see, my father's plant shut down, and he was laid off. He's been looking for work ever since, and he's used up his savings. He's down to his last dime, and I'm sure he's heavily in debt by now.
What a lucky break.
You mean that jacket is really Mrs. Roper's?
Oh, it was, when it was a couple of sizes larger.
Poor Jack, I just feel terrible.
Well, Chrissy, it is not your fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's Jack's fault for leaving it where I could see it in the first place.
Right, right. And, of course, it never crossed your mind that that was a pretty expensive gift?
No.
Not even when the tailor told you what it was worth?
Well, it crossed my mind then.
And?
Well, I just let it cross right out of my mind.
Well, I don't blame you. But now you can see why Jack couldn't bring himself to tell you about it.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Obviously.
I know. We got to help him out. Yeah.
Where is Jack? Oh, he went to school early. He's going to try and get a loan.
Oh, I can't let him pay Mr. Roper back himself.
Well, yeah, but what can you do?
Well, there must be some way a girl can make $300 in a hurry.
Chrissy?
Oh, besides that.
Come on, I'm going to miss the bus.
Wait.
Hmm?
You know, I am really mad at Jack.
What? I thought you wanted to help him. Why are you mad?
Well, I just realized that this means he forgot my birthday.
Now, exactly what did you want the money for?
Well, you see, it was Chrissy's birthday, and I bought this suede coat.
That's nice.
No, I didn't buy it for Chrissy.
You bought it for your second roommate?
No, actually, I bought it for another woman.
Another woman?
She's the landlord's wife.
Uh-huh.
She lives in the same building.
That's convenient. Three women?
It's not like it sounds.
You have three women all in the same building?
You don't understand, Mr. Travers. I have a girlfriend who lives in Westwood.
Four women?
Mr. Travers.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tripper, but I won't be able to approve this loan.
Why not? I'll pay it back in a few months.
I don't see how you can possibly last out the week.
Oh, well, thanks, Margaret. Listen, I knew we could count on you. Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Hi.
Hi.
I have been on the phone calling all our friends trying to raise the 300, and Margaret just came up with 250 of it.
250? You're kidding.
No, that brings our total to $5.80.
Thank you.
But we don't need the money.
What?
I've got it. All of it.
Chrissy, how?
I held a raffle at the office.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know. A guy by the name of Harry Simpson was the winner. Mm-hmm. I think he was a little angry when he found out the prize was my jacket.
Oh, well, hey, what did he expect to win?
Me.
Why?
Well, I guess it was kind of my fault. You see, I went selling tickets from office to office, and I told everybody to take a good look at what they were getting.
So, naturally, they thought that they would get...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, only the guys.
Oh, yeah, right.
Coming!
Where's Jack?
I don't know, but why don't you come in?
He owes me...
$300. It's all there.
Where'd this come from?
I sold tickets.
What?
Now, you must promise you will never tell Jack what I did, okay?
He'll never hear it from me. How much did you charge?
Oh, so sorry. I was looking for Mother. Wrong apartment.
No! I'm back here, Jack. Mr. Roper wants to have a word with you.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, so Chrissy and I'll just, you stand there, and we'll just go out in the kitchen and make coffee.
Look, before you say anything, Mr. Roper, I want you to know I have tried very hard to get your $300. I tried my friend, the school, everywhere, but money is very tight, Mr. Roper,
Jack.
Very tight. No, hear me out. Jack Tripper always pays his debts. I'll get a job. I'll get two jobs. I'll work nights. I'll scrub floors, anything. Just give me a break this time, Mr. Roper.
Jack, you got to do something for me.
I'll do anything. I'll scrub your floors, your shoes, your teeth, anything.
Jack, forget the $300.
I'll do it. What?
Forget it. You don't owe me anything.
Mr. Roper, you're talking about $300.
So what? I mean, it's only money. Good night.
Jack, what happened? You okay?
I just saw something really scary.
What?
Roper turned into a human being right in front of my eyes. Thank you.
What are you so happy about, Stanley?
I'm feeling good. Wouldn't you feel good if you got something that you didn't expect?
I don't know. I'm always expecting something I don't get. Come on, Stanley. Let's go.
Is that all you ever think about? It's only 7:30.
Las Vegas, Stanley.
Oh, I thought you meant...
We're catching the 9 o'clock plane for Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? I told you before and I'm telling you again. We are not going to Las Vegas.
Why not?
Because I don't have any money.
You bring the bag, Stanley.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.